Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, his word, and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. All right, for today, we're talking about working smart. That's right, we've been talking about our work and how we want to do everything to the glory of God, as Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says. You're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, whether you are a lawyer or a doctor or a plumber or a electrician or a homemaker or a school teacher or a counselor or any kind of employment you can have, okay? How do you work smart in the environment that God has allowed you to work in? I've got three things for you today. Number one, seek God. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and really he's going to allow things to fall into place. Not that you will be the best, not that you will always have everything you want, but you will be pleasing him. So seek to please God in your work. That's working smart. Okay, a Christian who says, I'm going to work today to please the Lord is very smart, very intelligent, very wise. That's what you should do. Number two, seek help when you need it. Seek help when you need it. Too many people kind of sink because they just don't want to ask for help because they think that's a sign of weakness. That's actually a sign of humble boldness, I'm telling you right now. If you can say, hey, could you help me with this? I'm having a little trouble. I'm having a little challenge. I need some help figuring this thing out. That doesn't mean you're not good at what you do. But collaboration is one of those things that are just great. And if you invite someone else in, you know, it's a good thing. So seek God, seek to please God, and then seek help. And then the third thing, seek to help others. And I don't mean jumping in and, you know, jumping over the aisle and literally like doing their job for them when they're looking at you like, what are you doing? You know, but like seek to be an encouragement, a help, a source of wisdom. And interestingly, that could happen in the break room. That could happen in the margins. But maybe just be available to say, I want to help anybody I can. I am not competing with my work, with my fellow workers. I am wanting them to succeed. I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to do well. So working smart, seek to please God, seek help when needed, and seek to help others. Bless them, encourage them, give them wisdom, all of those kind of things. All right, hope this helps you in your work, and I hope this will help you be a more humble, bold follower.